Hello, women of power and spirit. I'm delighted today to talk to you about this prescription from January 15, 2017, and it goes like this. The more you sustain sacred awareness of life, the more the sacred in life sustains you. It's natural for us to look for life to sustain us, isn't it? We look to the sun to keep us warm, to give life force energy to our food. We know that we need the air around us in order to breathe. The Mother Earth feeds us and provides us with the water that gives us life. That is just natural. But there is another level of awareness that takes our relationships even deeper. When you attend to the sacred nature of life, a new kind of bond forms. This requires that we take absolutely nothing for granted. One of my elders taught me to honor the medicine wheel of life each and every morning. When I prepared for my quests, I would go outside in the morning and begin my prayers of gratitude for the spirits in each direction. Who were the spirits? They were the beings we associated with that direction. For example, I honored the spirit of the air as I faced north. I honored wisdom and my elders. I also honored hummingbird and its medicine of joy. So it was no surprise one day that at a quest, after I had just honored the spirits of the north, a hummingbird flew through the circle coming from the north into the circle where all of the people were gathered. This daily honoring that I did to honor the spirits in the medicine wheel as I prepared for each year's quest, I did every day throughout the year. And that daily practice deepened my relationship with nature. It extended into how I thought about all creatures around me. For example, for a couple of years, I lived in a trailer with my boyfriend on his mother's land. We were parked under a beautiful tree. Frequently, we would thank this tree for the pleasure of living with it. Now, it was a deciduous tree that had four beautiful branches, and one of them came right over our trailer, and it provided wonderful shade in the summer and a sense of coziness and kind of being enveloped by the tree in the winter. One winter, we experienced a terrible freeze. Treetops were freezing and breaking off and falling to the ground below. Telephone lines were falling across roads. We couldn't drive because they were sheets. The roads were sheets of ice. It was cold and it was dangerous. One morning, I got out of our trailer to go in the house and was shocked to see the tree next to our little home. It had four main branches, as I described, and three of them had split and were bent to the ground. The fourth branch remained strong and sturdy over our little trailer, as if it was protecting us. Nature is a part of us, of course, not separate from us. When we acknowledge the sacredness of nature, we are also acknowledging the sacred within ourselves, because we are nature too. We are in symbiotic relationship with life around us. And there is another level of relationship that opens to us when we engage sacred awareness daily. That is why this prescription has so much meaning for me. The more you sustain sacred awareness of life, the more the sacred in life sustains you. During this time of uncertainty, I can't think of anything more important than honoring the sacred in life. It is in our sacred awarenesses that we will find safety, we will find protection, healing, new solutions, and hope for the future we are creating now. In our holding meditation, bring some aspect of life that you would like to honor for its sacredness, and we will hold it together. I'll see you there.